Yeah.
When was this taken? Yesterday or?
This was taken the two nights.
That's good.
Wednesday night, Thursday night.
You got a better flip that way than you would have
taken. But it's still taken closer to the event. See, after the China announcement, for instance, in July, we waited 5 days.
Yeah.
And the awareness there was set to 85, which is a little higher. But on most of the things, the awareness runs around 65 to 70. So this is higher than the normal awareness. Not as high as the China awareness was a week later.
But the China awareness had to be that.
For the economic announcement, we also waited a week on that one, in August, the August 15th. And
both were bigger stories.
And it came out 82. This came out 77. I think if we waited a couple of days, this would go up to 85.
You mean you'd get higher? Do you?
Oh, sure. It goes up. Mm-hmm. It goes up as you wait. Because, see, this is total awareness, not just whether they saw the TV.
I see.
60% saw the TV. 17% of those 17% didn't see the TV, but were heard or read about it. Okay, then we asked how do you rate your reaction in general to what the president said on Vietnam peace negotiations? It's very favorable, 29, somewhat favorable, 44, somewhat unfavorable, 16, very unfavorable, 8. Now, comparing that, China was 33, very favorable, a little higher. This is 29, China was 33. But the somewhat favorable, China was 35, this is 44.
What's the total?
So the total favorable on this is 73. The total favorable on China was 68. The total favorable...
Well, it shows you how people are for peace.
Yeah, right. The total favorable on economics was 68.
68.
Wait a minute. No, I'm wrong. That was Gallup's. Our favorable on economic was 73. Exactly the same as this. 29 and 46. 73. That part comes out good. Then we asked, after the president's speech, what do you feel are the chances of settling by negotiation? And they don't think they're much. Excellent 5, 20, good 20, fair 36, poor 34. So in other words, they favorably reacted.
People are pretty sensible.
They're realistic. They realize it. And you said that.
Not really.
You didn't build up hopes on it. And I think that's good. Then, said, do you feel the president in the speech adequately answered his critics regarding the Vietnam negotiations? 56 yes, 34 no. Interesting there.
34 no.
Yeah. But interesting there is Democrats, 45 yes, 43 no. Republicans, 75, 16.
57-35. Pretty good.
Yeah, I think it is. Then we asked the question.
So you hear 34 that say no are just people that want to get out of the war.
That's right. I think you're bound to get a chunk like that. That's 43% of the Democrats, 35% of the independents.
One of the good things about it, this is the highest in Vietnam, probably in almost 2 years.
Well, it's certainly the highest. I've got all the 71 figures here, and it's higher than anything. The highest before was 48, and this is 54. It's 71. You see here, I've got the others. Was the highest in 1971, and in 1970 we only folded a couple of times, but in May of 70 it was 53.
Yeah.
That's kind of and in April it was 58.
April.
That was the first time we folded that question. So that was,
you have to
go way back. You got to go back 2 years.
The war was far gone. I mean, by that time we got a lot more support for it.
Then we...
I think I'm not Pollyannish, but I think it's pretty good.
I think it is, too. That we said, do you agree or disagree with President Nixon's decision to make public the details of the secret peace negotiations? We wanted to see if there was any adverse thing on revealing the secrets. 76 agree, 17 disagree.
Good, that's on a good wicket there.
Do you agree with President Nixon's statement on TV that he's gone the extra mile in trying to settle Vietnam at the negotiating table, or do you feel he should be making a stronger effort than he has? 50 agree, 46 think he should be making a stronger effort. Now that, I think, is inevitable.
I guess you're right.
It was a bad question, actually.
Yeah.
We could have loaded it and gotten
well,
a much stronger agree answer.
There are parts of this that should be put out. What do you think?
I'm not so sure.
Maybe not.
Maybe
you should.
We asked a couple other questions, not on the speech. We said the president did not seem to.
Well, I don't mean the whole poll. I don't
know any of it.
I don't know.
Well, there are a couple here. That's
cool. I don't know that the approval of making the public, not the approval of the war, but the approval of the
reaction to the speech.
Yeah.
That's the general reaction question.
That's a good one.
And then the, that's the problem. You do that, and then the making it secret, then you don't want to put out the extra mile. I'm not sure there's enough to put out. I
maybe
not. Worth doing.
Don't bother.
Unless we use some of these other questions and mix them with it. For instance, we asked if the president announced increased defense spending to prevent U.S. from falling on Russian defense capability. Do you support the president's stand in this area, or do you think we should not increase defense spending? 51 support president, 38 should not increase defense spending. And that's a pretty straight question, because we said not increase. You know, we didn't.
Yeah.
On the property tax thing, we said, do you agree or disagree with the president that property taxes are now a major threat and must be reduced by federal action? 75 agree, 70 disagree.
Yeah.
There's been some criticism of the new budget because it proposes another deficit. Which do you feel is more important? Balanced budget for the government or a program to stimulate the economy, even if it means a large deficit in the federal budget? We tried to load that negatively by the large deficit. 36 prefer a balanced budget. 47 want to stimulate with a large deficit.
You use the word jobs, you're not hired.
Yeah, I didn't put jobs in purposely. I was trying to push it the other way.
Yeah.
Then we said there is currently a constitutional amendment pending in Congress that would prohibit any child from being assigned to a school on the basis of race. If this amendment were passed, it would overturn recent court decisions that have resulted in compulsory busing of students. Do you favor or oppose such a constitutional amendment? 66 favor, 27 oppose.
I'm not going to speak about law. I'm not going to make a long
speech. You don't need to make much effort.
I'm going to read those damned citations. That's the story.
The story and the impression out of that is going to be the drama of giving them the medal.
That's right.
And the glow afterwards of singing those good old songs. And everybody will just love that, and they'll go away just feeling great.
Conniff will do his announcing, really, Bob. I don't have to announce the song. But
no, no. That's sure. You just turn the stage over to him.
That's a good idea, too.
And we'll get in. I don't mean swearing in. Just
can we,
just get a picture.
Can we, did you think of any inviting some women to the main thing? Or not a good idea?
The thought was it was better to keep the focus on her and then bring the women in afterwards. Not with you, but I mean use them in the next week or so.
Yeah.
Just follow up to the announcement rather than...
How would you use them?
With making the point of the step of a woman into this kind of position, and then we'll
I would do this. I would pass the word. I'd get on the horn, get our women's people on the horn tomorrow, like the women's over the Republican man in Patty.
Right.
And Barbara Franklin, and say they ought to call it again. Women with this person they know, and build up this fantastically big breakthrough on women.
Yep.
I think it's great.
Yep. And she'll do incredible as a contractor.
Well, she is very
awesome.
Obviously. Miss Stein is a refreshing character.
Yeah, he is.
He's
a great guy.
Sort of funny face. Verbal obvious. Humor is really the sharpest of anybody we have.
He's got a wonderful idea.
He has the great ability that Bob Hope has, deadpanning everything.
Deadpanning and a quip, sharp quip. Stop the quip.
Okay,
well, good.
Good news to have. It does show, though, that we pulled the damn thing off in pretty good style.
No question.
We had taken a little bomb from the bomb and so forth from Vietnam. If we'd have pulled in, it would have been very close to the Civil War.
Yeah.
And now they've gained the initiative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.